This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 5th August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the sun is shining brightly over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, with clear skies predicted throughout the day. Meanwhile, Haifa enjoys a mild breeze, providing a pleasant atmosphere for outdoor activities. In Eilut, it's a warm day, perfect for enjoying the coast. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that the IDF has announced command failures leading to the deaths of Maj, Yuval Ezra, and Captain Rez Benayahu Melet in recent West Bank attacks. Also, Walla reports earlier this hour that Iranian President Raisi expressed support for any decision made by the Palestinian leadership concerning Gaza's future. Also this hour, according to I-24 News, an IDF probe has identified significant failures in the response to a deadly terror attack in the West Bank. Separately, Ynet reveals that the UN states Iran has executed at least 56 people since March, with several linked to January's anti-government protests. And finally, Israel Hayom notes that Qatar's strategic maneuvering has preserved its role as a key mediator with Washington, despite shifting regional dynamics. Reaction has been swift on social media. Belaz News, a local news outlet, reported just minutes ago that Israel's Supreme Court has frozen NIS $267 million in budget transfers, primarily affecting charity institutions due to procedural issues. Ynet Global highlighted a growing controversy earlier today involving a Low Yoga's pairing of Bella Hadid and Gal Gadot, which has sparked boycott calls due to their opposing stances on the Israel-Gaza conflict. Al Arabiya English posted earlier today, drawing attention to ongoing diplomatic developments. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's investigation. The Jerusalem Post reports that command failures were identified as key factors in the deaths of Maj, Yuval Ezra and Captain Rez Benayahu Melet during recent attacks in the West Bank. The investigation highlights the need for improved tactical responses in volatile areas. This finding underlines the ongoing challenges faced by Israeli forces in maintaining security in the region. Turning to Iran's involvement, Walla reports that President Raisi has pledged support for any decision by Palestinian leaders regarding Gaza. This announcement came after a conversation with a Hamas leader, emphasizing Iran's continued influence in the region. The statement could affect diplomatic relations and regional stability. Meanwhile, I-24 News provides details from an IDF probe into the West Bank attack response. The report cites significant operational errors which contributed to the tragedy. The findings may lead to changes in military protocols and heightened scrutiny of command decisions in conflict zones. On the topic of human rights, Ynet reports that the UN has raised concerns about Iran's execution of 56 individuals since March, many linked to protests earlier this year. The UN warns of over 10,000 others facing death sentences, increasing international pressure on Iran regarding human rights practices. Finally, Israel Hayom discusses Qatar's diplomatic achievements. Despite changing regional alliances, Qatar has managed to maintain its position as a vital mediator with Washington. This development underscores Qatar's strategic importance in Middle Eastern diplomacy. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that the club owner must pay 130,000 shekels after failing to protect waitresses from harassment, marking a significant legal precedent in workplace safety. Separately, CTech notes that Israeli software company Nice has exceeded revenue expectations. However, the company faces challenges with declining profit margins and rising competition in the AI sector, affecting investor confidence. And finally, Globes highlights that Justice Alex Stein has temporarily halted Knesset Finance Committee transfers. This decision affects funds approved in a recent session, except for those related to emergency civilian needs, prompting further scrutiny of the committee's financial management. That's your Israel 18 news update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.